T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports. Hey, Pete, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Pete first broke the news on Monday about the potential to go to a 12-team college football playoff, and we love the idea, Pete. We were just talking about this. You know, somebody tweeted us and said, well, it's going to render regular season games meaningless. I don't see that, especially when, you know, based on what you were saying, the three hierarchies, right? The 1-4 seeds get a bye, 5-8 potentially get a home game in the first round. So there's incentive to play strong down the end. And I think there's incentive, and Dustin agrees, that there's incentive to maybe schedule better, non-conference games.
Yeah, and I think people have been scheduling better non-conference games, right? So I don't think they're going to start bailing on them because of this format.
Right.
You have more of a chance to get an at-large bid now, a much, much better chance to get an at-large bid. So with that many spots available, you don't want to have three metaphorical directional Louisianas as your non-conference statement. So, no, I think this is good for the sport. It's a natural evolution. Look, it's money. Money is the North Star. Money guides this stuff. We can't be naive and think it's anything else but money is the driving force behind it. This is going to be worth a lot more money. And after that, ancillary benefit, seemingly is good for the sport. It juices up those conference title games. Some of those weekends have been a little snoozy. Some of those games have been irrelevant. So it juices up the metaphorical Cotton Bowl things because those games hadn't had a lot of juice to them in the past. So I think, there are drawbacks. Player safety is one. Dustin could speak to that better than me at the end of a long college football season playing extra games. There will be who's the tight end for Michigan? Jake Butt. There will be some Jake Butts, as this happens. But I do think generally, who's the linebacker from Notre Dame, Jalen Smith. But I do think generally this is going to be good for the sport in a natural evolution, and there'll be a windfall of cash.
Yeah, we've talked to Bill Hancock many times on this show, and he's been adamant. No, it's never going to change. It's never going to change. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, Pete, this pops up here, and it's in a fury. It's happening quickly. Did this all happen because of the COVID year, and how much impact did the COVID year have on this meeting and this decision that is looming?
I don't think so, because they started to explore this 2 years ago, right?
Okay.
And they're, 7 years through a 12-year deal? So they're entering year 8. So they were going to have to explore it anyway for the new TV deal, because you're essentially 2 years away now from really diving in to go into market if you don't do something. So either way, they were going to have to dive in and take a long look. And this won't happen for at least another 2 years. And so because of that, it's sort of a natural inflection point. And that's where we are. Now, look, COVID, everybody's broke. So there may be more of a natural inclination to take a look at it. But the thing was always going to evolve. And I've written for years that it wasn't going to make all 12 years. And that's seemingly where we are right now.
So you think 2 years, Pete, if they get this done, we're looking at the 23 season that it might start?
That's the earliest it can start. And usually when there's lots of money involved, it will start as early as possible. So
we're talking with Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports. Pete, I saw, today the report that instead of necessarily being – it will end up this way most years, but that instead of it necessarily being the five Power Five champs and then the best group of five team, that it would just be the sixth highest ranked conference champions. Are you hearing that as well? Even though it will probably end up the same way, I kind of like that better. What say you?
So my understanding as of right now is, so it's, I guess the sixth highest ranked conference champions is a little oxymoronic, right? Because it's the sixth conference, meaning that my understanding is that it's the sixth conference champions.
Well, there's more than six conferences, right? You got the Power Five and then
correct.
The group of five,
correct.
Right? So I'm saying, yeah. So in theory, if the Pac-12 champ was ranked lower than the MAC champ and the American champ, that the Pac-12 champ wouldn't go, in theory, if it's that way, if it's worded that way. Yeah.
Got it. No, that makes sense. And I haven't seen, like, they haven't released it yet, so I haven't seen, like, the full throttle details. But, yeah, that certainly, yes, I want more chaos, right?
Yes.
I mean, chaos,
yes.
Look at the NCAA tournament. Chaos is good for the sport. Chaos is fun for the sport. Having all 130 teams waking up on September 1st dreaming is good
yeah.
for the sport, right? I just think that that's, you know, there's years, you know, you've seen, you know, the Western Michigans of the world dare to dream. You've seen Conference USA teams. You've seen a lot of American teams, right? Like
yeah.
Cincinnati wishes they'd install this year, right?
Right.
They certainly do.
Right. Pete, let me ask you about the format of this, how it would work in terms of the home games and bowl game tie-ins. How would that work? I mean, would you have the first round be, you know, teams that actually play games in December at their home stadiums if they were in, and then you move to bowl sites, or is it, how would it work? I'm not even sure how it would
That's
work.
My understanding of it right now. What I reported on Monday, which seems to have been echoed through the recommendations today, and some of this stuff could get tweaked as you move on, but 1-4 get a bye, 5 hosts 12, 6 hosts 11, et cetera, on campuses, and then you go to the quarters. So then you get an 18 bracket out of that. Then you go to the quarters and you go in the bowl system for those. So I guess 18, 7 games, right? So and those would be the 7 familiar bowls as of now. But there's potential. I mean, the national title, I think next year is in Indianapolis, right?
Don't know.
I can double check that.
I think it is. So, like, there's going to be some of these Tampas, right, that aren't really a bowl. That some of these sort of off the beaten path ones. Yeah, I'm 90% sure it's in Indianapolis next year.
Right.
So, you guys are really bringing on a great expert today. I'm really crushing it with my specific info here.
I don't think you have to have memorized where the national championship is.
Pete is correct. Lucas
right
Stadium.
Anyway.
Pete is correct.
Yeah.
He's correct.
Yeah, I mostly just remember people complaining about it after the last one. So,
okay. Fair enough.
Not me. So, I love Indianapolis. So,
I mean, I think that's really cool. If we have, I'd love to see the quarterfinals at home stadiums too.
Awesome.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Just awesome. Yeah. Like we did this on our Yahoo Sports College podcast this week. We went through what the quarters would have been, and it was like Florida hosting Oregon or something like that.
Oh,
or Texas
yeah.
A&M hosting Oregon. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish we could have more. Kick the Bulls out. We don't need the Bulls. Who
yeah.
cares?
Like, I need the Bulls, Pete. I need
college
paychecks.
I mean, what?
I'm
oh,
joking.
Yeah. Well, that's true. We're all biased by our bank account, right?
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
I'm kidding.
You can still do the Boca Raton Bowl, Dustin. It's
I just would love it. I'll go to Boca. I'll go to Boca
yeah.
in a heartbeat.
I've been to Boca Raton Bowl. Yeah, it's a good little bowl. So
not a bad,
no, I don't,
not
I'm
a bad
not saying,
bowl.
Like, end all the bowls. I'm saying don't outsource your most valuable properties to them.
That's right.
Right. Pete, do you think there's a chance that this maybe now eliminates the need for a universal conference or the super conference, as people call it?
I don't ever think we were going to really get there, you know?
Really?
Like,
okay.
It's just – here's the thing about conferences. Like, the same reason why Mark Emmert's still the NCAA president is the same reason why conferences aren't going to radically change. It comes down to college presidents. College presidents aren't cutthroat businessmen and women. They are, you know, college presidents, like the Big Ten presidents, you put them in a bar, it's like a Star Wars bar. You've got a doctor, you've got a lawyer, you've got a politician, you've got a sociologist, you've got, like, they're not, they still make the big decisions. Like, if some of these leagues were smart, they'd get smaller, because it would help the bottom lines, and they'd throw out some metaphorical Syracuse or Pitt or whoever who's not helping the bottom lines, right? The, you know, your West Coast B schools, et cetera. So, but college presidents don't think that way. There's collegiality, and there's like 5% of their day. They're worried about the new dean of the English department and enrollment in the med school, like, and they shouldn't be more of their day than that. So as long as college presidents are in charge, there's the bottom line business and common sense aren't necessarily going to drive these decisions.
We're talking with Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports. Pete, I wanted to hit on one other thing. Today, one of the stepsons of Bo Schembechler is holding a press conference, and I know some of this story has been out there for a while, but it's getting brought up again because of this press conference that there was a doctor, and it's another, you know, black eye for another major university. Ohio State's had this, Penn State, and now Michigan, and, you know, he says that Bo Schembechler knew. Apparently other people have said the same thing. Do you think, like, should they pull down the Bo Schembechler statue? I mean, what do you make of it? And why, I guess there'd be no way to know why this is happening in all these big universities. I guess there's just bad people everywhere. And if you win, people cover things up, I guess. All that matters is winning.
Yeah. I have heavy read subject. Some of the stories yesterday and seen a little bit of it today. Just awful. Horrific. I saw Michigan's response to it. My opinion on whether a statue should be up or not doesn't matter. It just sounds like it just was brutal. I know Ohio State's gone through kind of a similar tenored scandal. It's just awful. Like, really, that's all I don't have anything completely in depth to say about it other than it's just completely awful. And you really feel for the victims, and I covered the Penn State thing 15 years, you know, is that 10 years ago now, I guess? And those just the way those stories rip apart a community and are really just ruin lives and haunt the victims for decades and decades and decades. Those are the kind of things you think about when you think about those things. So it's just awful. I feel for Michigan. I feel for the Michigan community, and I certainly feel for all the victims involved.
Pete, on a lighter note, the name, image, and likeness thing is about to go through at some point here. How do you think that changes college? Allegedly, yeah. How do you think that's going to change college football?
They don't want to rush anything.
Yeah, right. No kidding. How do you think it's going to change college football?
Good question. If I knew what the rules were, I'd probably have a more nuanced answer. But it's hard to when you don't know how it's going to be applied and what the quote unquote guardrails are. If you had the misfortune of watching C-SPAN 3 yesterday, you learned a lot about guardrails. It's hard to judge it holistically, but I think in 5 years, we're just going to adjust and adapt, and it's going to be normalized. I think it'll help some schools some, may hurt some schools some. If you adapt and are forward, it's like anything else. Like, The schools that adapted and were forward thinking about the spread offense end up with an advantage in the field. If you have smart people who help your school, your student athletes, and the companies you partner with help them, and you market it well, it's going to help you. Do I think, you know, Bowling Green's going to be playing for the national title and Alabama's going to be in the Boca Raton Bowl? Probably not. Like, I still think the brands are the brands. Jim Boeheim had a funny quote when I called him out Roy Williams retiring. He's like, look, the good players are still going to go to Duke and Carolina. Let's not kid ourselves, you know. So the good players are still going to go to Ohio State, right? And it just sort of, you know, could it change some margins? Could it alter teams' realities by 10-15% one way or another? Sure, but I don't think it will be a wholesale change for the way the college sports has run. It will not have a wholesale change on how the standings look at the end of the season.
Pete, great to talk to you as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I'll try to get a few things right next time.
Shut up, Pete.
Got it. Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.